You're listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. I'm an intuitive, astrologer, writer, and mother, but mostly I'm a gal navigating spirituality in a refreshingly real and honest way. Join me as I share weekly energetic insights and laugh out loud real moments of my personal journey into more heart, more soul, and a whole lot of fun along the way. Hello and happy Tuesday. You're probably going to hear a little bit of my little girl and Trenny in the background, guys. Just to paint a pretty picture, I am at the moment recording these potties when I can squeeze them in. And it's often when Trent doesn't have to go straight into work. And so he literally takes her outside and my desk looks to where they play. So you just might hear her. But I know you guys, I get a lot of feedback actually. They're like, from you guys that are like, oh, it's so refreshing to hear, you know, your dog in the background or your little girl interrupting. And it's just the fact of the matter is I record these in my office in the space that I can find. But oh my goodness, I have just come out, I think I'm still in it actually, of like this whirlwind portal of a week. Actually, I'm going to say it's been more than a week. It's been 8 days as of today. And I'm going to dive into detail about everything that's come up in the last 8 days for me on Friday's ep. If there was ever an ep to listen to, I'm going to say it's Friday's. It's like there's going to be a lot of learning, yes, and a lot of takeaways, but also it's just been an intense week, like in my personal life. It's wild, but I've been sitting and observing underneath every experience I've had in the last 8 days, what energetically is playing out. And it's what I'm going to talk to today's in today's app. Can't even speak my words. Me, 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 me. And I'm sensing that we're already shifting into this nodal shift, which I've spoken about many times this year. So as a refresher, and more specifically speaking, on July 17, right, so a couple of weeks away, the nodes are going to shift from the North Node in Taurus and South Node in Scorpio axes to the North Node in Aries and South Node in Libra. And that with it comes mass collective and micro shifting. And if you want to get an understanding on what Taurus and Scorpio brought up for us over the last 18 months, because this is about the time that the nodes stay in this placement, collectively speaking, then you can go back and listen to What's the Vibe. Today, I'm going to talk about what is coming and what I'm feeling energetically is coming in the coming weeks and will anchor over the coming months, year, 18 months or so. And the thing is, whether you like it or not, it is an energetic shift that's coming. Whether you, you know, prescribe to astrology or not, that's your choice. But the energy is going to shift in this way. And it's so much better, in my opinion, to be forewarned. Forearmed seems intense, but I am going to say Aries is the archetype of war. I shouldn't laugh at that. That's actually not funny. I'm laughing at the fact, yeah, I think you guys get it. I'm not, oh my God, Holly. I'm going to leave this in though. So we are shifting into the North Node expression of Aries and the South Node expression of Libra. And I just want to emphasize and speak into what I'm sensing is going to be brewing in the collective energy and in micro energy in the coming weeks, and what we are going to actually be experiencing a fair share of in the coming months. Firstly, in the last week, and this has been in my micro experience, but I don't feel I'm alone, and I wonder if you've felt it, there has been this brewing of simmering anger, rage, aggression. What else? It's all of this Aries archetype. And basically the North Node expression of a sign is speaking to the highest expression of the sign. But to get to the highest expression of the sign, we actually need to come into right relationship. And when we come into right relationship with the highest expression of any archetype, that is also how we negate and move through the lower expression of that sign. So the North Node of Aries is pushing us as a collective and in our micro worlds into the higher expression of Aries. And what that will look like is many of the undercurrents of the Aries archetype coming to light so that we can transmute and move through into the high expression. It's similar to what we've moved through the last 18 months of Taurus. You know, the higher expression of Taurus is we have financial order and stability. We are able to define our worth outside of, you know, who we are and what we do in the world. We are innately worthy. We look at the way that we use food to self-medicate. And so all of these things, you actually need to get to the higher expression by going through the shit of the lower expression. And we've seen that with, you know, financial challenges in the last 18 months, forcing us to get really, not necessarily frugal, but more discerning with where we spend. For some of you, it might've been a really big transit around your relationship with your body, your relationship with food. We've seen so many people turn away from a certain prescribed way of eating, myself included. So many things. So with Aries, let's look at the higher expression of this sign, because this is what we have to look forward to. And this is what you're allowing yourself to move through and into should you be open to the lessons. So Aries is about our wants, our needs, and our desires. In the tarot deck, Aries is represented by the Fool card. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It is youthful and somewhat naive energy. But in that naivety is a lot of power, because Aries doesn't give a shit what people think. Aries does, and you'll know this, if you're Aries listening, you're like, yeah, right, that's me. Aries go after what they want. And they're more inclined to get it because they're not standing back and going, oh no, but what is this person going to think? Or I don't want to rock any boats and I don't want to do this thing. You know, that is more Libra South Node, which we'll talk to separately. So Aries in its higher expression is unapologetic in its pursual of exactly what it wants, it needs, and its desires. Aries knows what it wants and goes after it. Aries is about taking action. Aries is about, it's a physical energy. It's a forceful energy. It's a powerful energy in that way. Yes, it is the archetype of war. It's ruled by Mars. And this is about, you know, in way back in Greek mythology, in Roman mythology. I'm going to butcher this, and I know Jules listens, so I'm not even going to go there. But if you want to learn more about the history of the Aries archetype, go onto Jules Ferrari's site, download the Aries workshop, and that will dive into deep history in reference to Aries as an archetype and its relationship with things like war, with things like defense, with things like, yeah, taking a stand. And this is what I don't want to make sweeping predictions for what's going to happen collectively, because it's kind of not what I tend to do. I like to focus on our micro worlds, because that's what we can, if we're working on our micro stuff, it's going to impact the macro anyway, right? And so for us, the higher expression of this nodal transit is us being unapologetic in pursuing the things that make us feel good. It's taking a stand. Aries in its lower expression, this is something for us to also be conscious of, because this is what I have been navigating the last 8 days. And I know it's just going to keep going in its own way, but I've been able to navigate it so differently to how I would have in the past, because I've done so much work on the Libra piece, which we'll get to. But this is where bully energy lives. This is where aggression lives. This is where misdirected anger lives. And I've actually done a fair few episodes on this. So you could go back and listen to the episode on, you know, misdirected anger. You could go back and listen to episodes, yeah, that talk about moving anger through the body in a really constructive way. How do you take a stand for the things you believe in without allowing it to derail your entire life, right? Aries can maybe get on its soapbox to an extent of not caring about anyone else's thoughts or feelings or anyone else's wants, needs, and desires. It's very much it can lend itself to being quite a selfish and self-indulgent archetype when it's not in check. And it's almost unapologetic in, I will, you know, trample over whoever I need to, because this is what I want and this is what I believe and I'm going for it. And it can often be at a cost to other people's thoughts and feelings. You think of the opposite sign of Aries as Libra.
you know, Libra cannot make a decision when it's in its shadow expression to save itself because it's constantly worrying about what other people might think. Aries, the opposite. Doesn't care what other people think. It's just going to do the thing. And that's amazing when it's in an empowered and embodied place. And also can be really hardcore when it's, you know, trampling at people at any costs. And I wonder if this is what you're already sensing or feeling in your own micro world. It's definitely what I've noticed. And I'll speak more into it on Friday, but I've had extensive trolling experiences the last 8 days, just seemingly out of nowhere. But I know it's not, because while I'm actively on the path of unapologetically pursuing my wants, my needs, and desires, I am attracting the shadow expression of this archetype and this nodal expression, which is aggression, anger, misdirected anger, trolling. Is definitely something I think we'll see more of. But I think we're also going to see the flip side on people calling it out more. And Sigourney Bell is someone that I follow, and she's so scorpionic. I just find her insights fascinating. I don't always agree with what she shares, but I really find her insights on things, particularly astrologically, fascinating. And she shared a post about the nodal transit this morning around how she's sensing that collectively we're going to see more people go enough's enough, like taking a stand. And it's just a really interesting one when we have many, many of us empowering ourselves through making choices that are true to ourselves, what stands we'll start to take. And for me, a beautiful example, which I'll share in my Friday app, is I actually, for the first time in my life, directly stood up for myself in the face of trolling. In the past, I'd usually be like, oh, you know, they can just say what they want. I'm not going to feed into it. And there's been this Aries North Node fire ignited into me where I'm going, no, you know what? Actually, you're talking shit about me. And I'm just going to let you know that there's a person behind the screen here. And I'm still going to do it in a way that is kind and in a way that is not attacking, you know, because the lower expression of this energy could be, you know, fighting for the sake of fighting or for the sake of getting your point across. And that's not what I'm doing. But I am saying, hey, what you just said was really uncalled for. And I think what you just did was mean. I'll share the exact examples. I've got some here. I was on one this morning in this thread of attack. Oh my God. But it is. It's that shift into taking, like standing up for ourselves, saying where in our life enough is enough. Now, for you, that might not be in like a Facebook forum that's tearing apart your Beauty and the Beast red carpet outfit and the fact you didn't get a pedicure. Literally. Oh my God. It's so funny. It's actually so funny. For you, it might be that there's a bullying archetype that's playing out in your life and has for a while. And that could look like a relationship with parents. That could look like a relationship that is romantic. That could look like a friendship relationship. I had to end a friendship recently, last year, because of this bullying pattern. And all of this is going to come to light, and it's going to feel like a pressure cooker. And if you haven't done the work on actually standing up for yourself, standing on your own 2 feet, asserting boundaries with loving intention, absolutely, but still asserting boundaries and saying, no, that is not okay with me. No, I will not stand for that. No, you cannot be this way with me. Like, this is the energy that is Aries North Node is inviting us into. Boundaries and what you will and will not accept. Now, this feeds into the shadow expression of the Libra South Node. And this, we experience the South Node is, it's basically the medicine for us to move more into the highest expression of this Aries North Node, because they're opposing signs. So this Libra South Node is the lower expressions of Libran energy, which are people pleasing to a fault. Saying yes to everyone else, even when you don't want to be saying yes. Accepting shitty behavior from people in your life because you want to avoid conflict and you don't want to rock any boats. Like, this is the energy that is going to be coming up for you and probably has already started, right? This Libra South Node can lend itself to feelings of bitterness and passive aggression because you're not actually moving and like constructively moving your anger and aggression through your body. You're not asserting yourself. And so it actually comes at a cost to how you feel about yourself, right? The South Node Libra expression can also and will also look like codependent relationships getting to a point of needing to be transmuted ending needing to be resolved in some way. And that can only come from the Aries medicine of standing up for yourself, of saying what you will and will not accept, and actually owning your truth, your wants, your needs, and your desires in relationship. So codependency is going to be a big one. Indecision, huge. There will be big choices we need to navigate in our lives. And if you're sitting in indecision, that is where the pressure cooker is going to apply even more pressure on you. So actually getting clear on what you want in your life, what you desire in your life, and knowing, and you guys know, this is something I've been navigating this year, like what's next for me. When you claim that, the shadow expression of these archetypes will come through to go, okay, how can you hold yourself unapologetically in your wants and needs and desires, not at a cost to anyone else, but in a way that also says, this is what I will and will not accept, right? When I wrote my book on people pleasing, I did not realize that this nodal transit was coming. I didn't know. I hadn't studied astrology yet when I wrote my book. And then when Jules found out that it was going to be out when this nodal shift happened, she's like, Holly, the timing of a book like this is impeccable. Everyone needs these lessons, because literally what I write about in this book is how to transmute this nodal shift. It's why I'm able to now hold my own in a trolling scenario, in an intense double trolling scenario, might I add. I'll talk about it again on Friday. And not get sideswiped by it, because I've done the work. I've released bully archetype from my field. Bullies don't exist. I have no space for bullies in my field anymore. So I can stand up for myself in a way that doesn't actually knock me around, you know? Anger was a huge thread that I had to navigate in new motherhood last year. And I did a lot of therapy around moving anger through my body. So when that comes up, and it did over the weekend, I actually can move through it quicker. It doesn't mean it's not going to come up. You are going to, if you are in the higher expression of Aries North Node, you're going to feel anger and you're going to know how to move it. You're going to feel heat in the body and you're going to know how to move it. And you're not going to take it out on other people in your life. You're going to take responsibility for it. So these are all the themes and threads that are coming to light, and we will be sitting in, as I said, there's no avoiding it, from July 17. But I'm going to say, like, I reckon I'm not alone here in sensing the shifts that have already been coming. And I can feel it. I can feel the hot rage. I can feel people's misdirected anger. And I can also feel the call for me to stand up for myself. That's been a huge one for me. I'm not afraid of this transit because I've done the work when I wrote the book. And, you know, I might eat my words in a few months and go, this is fucking me around. And I'm sure it could. But at least I know how to face it in ways where 3 years ago I would have been absolutely derailed. So if you're listening to this conversation and you're feeling a bit uncomfortable about what's coming, what can you do? Well, a few things. Firstly, get really clear on what you want, what you need, and what you desire in your life. And if that's too broad a statement for my Librans who are going, I don't even know. I get it. I hear you. Compartmentalize your life down. Health, vitality, career, home environment, relationship, romantically, friendship, sex, money. And then under each of these headings, my wants, my needs, and desires. I say wants first, but actually your needs come first. These are like your basic human survival needs, right? Then your wants are anything on top of that, and your desires are like dream big, dream big. So if you sit and start to get clear on those things, it's going to help you in terms of getting clear on where your life is supporting those visions for you and where your life maybe is falling short. The other thing is starting to identify the areas or relationships in your life where you are either one of the following. You are people-pleasing, you are codependent in a relationship, you are accepting bullying behavior, and I'm going to say where also you feel more indecisive, where you feel, you know, I remember a story I was so little. I would have been 6 years old, and we were at a family friend's house, and they came into the room and they asked me and my brother, do you want anything to eat or drink? And I instantly said, no, thank you. And my brother said, yes, please. And he got a packet of chips and a popper, and I had nothing. And they left the room. The adults left the room, and I was like, Tyler, can I please have some chips and some of your popper? And he was like, no, you said no. He was like four. He was like, you said no. Maybe we were a little bit older. Why did you say no if you wanted something to eat? And I was like, oh, because I didn't want to you know, I didn't want to upset them. When I was asked if I wanted something and I said no, even though I did. Like, this is the thread. And it is so innate in anyone with strong Libra placements. Like, Aries, strong Aries energy is going to listen to this and be like, why did you not just say yes to the chips and the popper? But this is how ingrained this energy can be. So when you're pulling at these threads and these archetypes and doing this work, it is obviously not something you have to do on your own. And it can be deeply psychological. For me, I experienced a very tumultuous upbringing, a lot of abuse, a lot of narcissism. And so all of that misdirected anger, ironically or not, I think it's actually karmically, my dad has an Aries moon, I have a Libra moon. There's been massive upheaval in our relationship that I've had to navigate for, I'm talking a decade or more, in therapy and kinesiology sessions, in me having some really hard conversations with him. So, and now the energy has been transmuted to a point where I don't feel like I can't hold my own in that dynamic. It doesn't mean it's easy, but it's definitely easier than it was when I was allowing really bad behavior. And not just with my dad. I'm talking like many, many people in my life. As I said, I had to end a friendship because of this. But this is what this transit is calling us to do. So what's the vibe? Guys, it's time to have a look at how this transit's going to impact you. That is going to be a deeply personal experience and a deeply personal excavation. Okay. I will continue to speak into this transit over the coming year. So don't feel like this is the only time. This is just what I'm feeling is coming up now. I have seen that the beautiful Amy Lee, who also posts on human design and she's an astrologer, she is running a workshop on the nodal transit shift on, I think it's the 7th of July. So I'm definitely signing up for that because I value her insights. I wonder if Jules is doing anything. If Jules is, I'll pop it in the Facebook group. But something that you could definitely look at with Jules is her Aries video and her Libra video, because you'll get an understanding of the Aries expressions and the Libra expressions and how to navigate those. And she also does a video on the nodes. So that could be really good beginner insight for those of you interested to dive more into it. But for now, I wish you peace. I wrote this letter to my little girl over the weekend off the back of everything I've been navigating. And I said to her, you know, I hope that in your life you take a stand for the things you believe in. And I also hope you don't lose sleep over it. That's what I think this nodal shift is asking us to do. Take a stand, own what it is you desire from your life, and unapologetically so, not in a way where you're hurting anyone else, but also when the charge comes, when the disagreements come, when the trolling comes, do what you can to move through it so it doesn't impact you living your life, you going out and living. And something I definitely have learned over the last 8 days is the less time I'm on my phone and the more time I'm in my real life, actually actively going after the things I want, need, and desire, then I'm not getting sideswiped by the people on the internet who are criticizing and zooming into my unpedicured feet on a red carpet. And I'll talk more into that on Friday. With that, I wish you well. Chat to you soon.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe, and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.